stop her from reaching her goal. Life's a main feature. Nothing could stop her from reaching her goal. Life's a main feature. Mr. Solitaire, don't need your love, don't want your love, get out of here. Mr. Solitaire, don't need your love, don't want your love, far away from home. Left the kids, said that she couldn't go.
Crying, so tired of trying.
Tired of washing her fears in the daily soap. No amount of vitriol, no amount of bleed could satisfy the parts that man never reads. Nothing could stop her from reaching her goal. Life's a main feature. Nothing could stop her from reaching her goal. Life's a main feature. Mr. Solitaire, don't need your love, don't want your love, get out of here. Mr. Solitaire, don't need your love, don't want your love, far away from home. Get out of here. Nothing could stop her from reaching her goal. Life's a main feature. Mr. Solitaire, Mr. Solitaire.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Bob Jellicoe. Good morning. A man was arrested in Dublin last night after a raid on a pub in Crumlin. He was overpowered by a number of the staff at the Good Companions pub on Sundrive Road. Two youths had forced staff to hand over the day's takings. One of the staff was attacked with an iron bar, but he wasn't seriously hurt. Four people have been seriously injured in separate road accidents near Drogheda and in Dublin. Gardaí say a car was in collision with a passenger coach at Stamine near Drogheda, and 12 people on the bus were hurt, two with serious injuries. The accident happened at about 11 o'clock last night. The bus was returning to the north with about 60 youths who'd been at a disco in Dublin. The driver of the car was trapped in the wreckage but was later freed. The driver of the bus is described as very seriously ill. In Dublin, six people were taken to hospital after a collision on the Ballymun Road. Gardaí say a car carrying five people was traveling on the wrong side of the dual carriageway when it was in collision with another car. Two of the six are said to have serious head injuries. In world news, Iran says Iraqi warplanes attacked the capital Tehran this morning, killing at least 18 people and injuring 45. The Iranian national news agency IRNA said the planes attacked two suburbs in the southern part of the city. Tehran Radio said women and children were among those killed or injured. Yesterday, Iran said it fired two missiles at the Iraqi capital Baghdad. There was no comment on the report from the Iraqi authorities. One man was killed when South African police fired into crowds of blacks in a township north of Port Elizabeth. The trouble broke out as crowds marched from the funerals of several victims of the recent unrest near the city. Police fired guns, tear gas, and rubber bullets when the marchers refused to disperse. 10 people were injured. Witnesses said the crowds were singing freedom songs and chanting political slogans when police and armored personnel carriers opened fire. The people of El Salvador have finished polling in elections for a new National Assembly. Election day was unusually quiet, with only a small number of skirmishes between government troops and left-wing guerrillas. Reports have said that the moderate Christian Democrat Party feared that if it failed to win a majority of seats in the Assembly, the country's 5-year civil war could continue because of the influence of the right. The main news from Britain, a group of 34 women peace campaigners were arrested today after staging a mass trespass at Greenham Common. The women were protesting at bylaws which came into effect at midnight, restricting movement near the base, which has U.S. cruise missiles. The bylaws mean trespassers are fined £100 for entering the base without permission, obstructing police in the area, or damaging notice boards. The bylaws are similar to those now in effect near the Molesworth Air Force Base in Cambridgeshire. And finally, postal services in Britain are threatened with disruption after a breakdown of talks about introducing part-time working. The Union of Communications Workers, which represents postmen and sorters, has called an emergency executive meeting for tomorrow. Post office management say it will go ahead with its plans despite the collapse of talks, which have been going on for a year. Well, the prospects for the Bay Area, mild and cloudy, with some rain, but clearing to give some bright sunshine later today. 13 degrees Celsius the high, the wind south to southwesterly, strong to gusty, force 6 to gale force 8. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, outbreaks of rain, dying out to give some bright intervals later, 15 degrees Celsius the high, the wind south to southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 4 to 6. That's the Nova News and weather. It's 3 minutes past 7.
John Clark, Radio Nova.
Again, Radio Nova in the morning with all your favorite music. John Clark starting a new working week. It's 6 minutes past seven.
Go ahead, make my day.
Santana, and Say It Again. And a great sporting weekend it was as well, winning the Triple Crown. Little horse from roaring and shouting at the match. But nonetheless, great to have you with us. And thanks for dropping by. Here's an oldie by Elton John and Crocodile Rock. And 738 is All Music Radio.
I remember when rock was young. Me and Sylvie had so much fun. Had a look of Chandler and a flip of my own, but the biggest
it over at 10 past 7. Crocodile Rock by Elton John. Anybody remember the swinging 60s? Well, something from the swinging 60s, a relic from the swinging 60s, is now in a museum in Sussex. They are a pair of hot pants. They were donated to a museum in Sussex, and they will go on show reminding everyone, all and sundry, about the fashion trends of the 60s. Hot pants. Let's forget about those. 7:10. Here's Pat Benatar on 738, All Music Radio. You know, about 14 after 7 o'clock on this Monday morning, John Clark with your favorite music, Pat Benatar, and Love is a Battlefield. Now, snooker news from last night. Londoner Jimmy White has beaten Alex Higgins 9-5 in the final of the Benson & Hedges Irish Masters Championship at Goffs in County Kildare. White led 4-3 at the close of the afternoon session, and although Higgins eventually levelled at 4-4, that was the end of his challenge. And as well as the top prize going to White, White also picks up a further £2,000 bonus for the top break of the tournament at magnificent 120 in the fifth frame of the final. And in tennis, top-seeded Jimmy Connors will face second seed Yvonne Lendl in the final of the $325,000 Florida Classic. Connors had a battle in the quarterfinals, but eventually got through 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 for victory and meets Yvonne Lendl. Hello, here with all your favorite music, 24 hours a day. Now, the first minute from Waking Up to Monday is Detroit Spiller.
Yeah. 738.
It's All Music Radio 24 hours a day at 18 after 7 o'clock. David Grant and Jackie Graham. And could it be I'm falling in love? Here's an oldie by Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. And a lady with a great voice is Annie Lennox. And here they are, the Eurythmics and Who's That Girl? Minutes past 7 o'clock. Eurythmics and Annie Lennox and Who's That Girl? If my memory serves me well, it was a great old video as well for that movie.
Radio Nova.
Great video for the song, should I say. Now, traffic for the northwest of England. On the M6 in the Cheshire area, there are delays on north and southbound lanes between junctions 20 and 21. In the Lancashire area, delays in southbound lanes between junctions 35 and 36. And finally, in the Cumbria area, delays in northbound lanes between junctions 42 and 44. 102.7, 738, hot hits, and only hot hits.
Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did to me?
crazy for you. You're crazy for me. How could something so right go so wrong? My love, sweet love,
why don't you say what you say when you say what you said anymore? Your eyes didn't lie, so long goodbye, close the door.
I was crazy for you, you were crazy for me. How could something so right go so wrong, my love, sweet love? Tell me something I didn't do. Why did someone else have to pull you through? Did they steal you away like a thief in the night?
Has your favorite songs 24 hours a day. Jermaine Jackson on 738. And why don't you do what you do when you did what you did to me? We just keep doing it. 26 and a half minutes after 7. Here's a band who are decidedly English with their lyrics, but they made some good songs in their day, and they're still going strong after, what, 21 years? Here's the Kinks and Ray Davies and that Waterloo Sunset.
Waterloo Station. sunset, I am in paradise.
The hits are hot and the oldies are fun. Back from the 60s, the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset's Grand. It's always about Terry and Julie when records come back from the 60s. Terry and Julie. If that song was written today, it'd be Kurt and Alexis. They're the fashionable names now. Almost half past seven, Bob has the headlines next.
Radio Nova.
And now, from Brillo, a brilliant new idea to make your shoes gleam and sparkle with just a gentle rub. Brillo Instant Shoe Shine. Shines shoes sparklingly, instantly. No polish, no elbow grease, no mess. For any color leather or imitation leather, the clean, easy-to-use pad gives over 100 super shines, so you get real value for your money. Brillo Instant Shoe Shine, the convenience shine ideal for children, business people, or holiday travelers. Brillo Instant Shoe Shine, in your stores now.
Toyota introduce two more Corollas for less of your money. Two all-new hatchbacks available in three-door and five-door from as low as £7,740 to give you an even bigger choice of family cars in the Corolla range. Toyota Corolla, the world's top-selling range over the past 10 years. And with Toyota's revolutionary new 12-valve engine, these hot new hatchbacks are designed to keep it that way. So go with number one. Go Corolla, now at your Toyota dealers.
Radio Nova, where your favourites are. Waking up to Monday. Morning, Bob.
Morning, John.
And a good sporting weekend it was.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Sport just about everywhere.
Yes, I should be telling you about that shortly. Well, I won't be telling you. You know about it. I'll be telling everybody else. Well, they know about it as well. I might as well go home. Well, March went out like a lamb, having come in like a lion, and April is starting like a lamb because it's mild and cloudy with some rain, but that'll clear to give some bright sunshine. The good news, of course, is the temperature, a high of 13 degrees Celsius, very mild. And in the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, a similar picture, and even slightly warmer there, 15 degrees the expected high. The headlines, four people have been seriously injured in separate road accidents near Drogheda and in Dublin. A man was arrested in Dublin last night after a raid on a pub in Crumlin. Iran says Iraqi warplanes attacked the capital, Tehran, this morning, killing at least 18 people and injuring 45. One man was killed when South African police fired into crowds of blacks in a township north of Port Elizabeth. A group of 34 women peace campaigners were arrested today after staging a mass trespass at Greenham Common. And postal services are threatened with disruption in Britain after a breakdown of talks about introducing part-time working. Yes, sport gets a major look into the front pages of this Monday morning's papers. Three sports, and the score at the end of the events is Ireland 1.5, England 1.5. Work it out for yourself while I move on to the main headlines, and I'll come back to it. The Fianna Fáil Ardèche gets its share of coverage. Haughey sees unity as vital for peace, the main Times headline. FF blueprint to beat crime from the press and power sharing in deal on North from the Independent. Mr. Haughey comes into this one in a slightly negative way. A new Northern Ireland administration in which power would be shared by all elected representatives who renounce violence is central to the new political initiative being worked on by the British and Irish governments. Fianna Fáil leader Charles Haughey yesterday signaled his firm intention to oppose any such initiative unless there's something more than a consultative role on offer to the Dublin government. On crime, according to the main press story, major reforms of the systems governing the Gardaí, courts and prisons were promised by the Fianna Fáil leadership at the Ardèche's annual party. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. At the party's annual Ardèche at the weekend, as part of a program to defeat the spiraling crime rate and make the streets safe again. Well, before returning to the euphoria of the rugby pitch and among sporting activities, let's have the bad news. Double blow as mortgages phones rise. It's a Black Monday for house buyers and telephone subscribers. Poor telecom charges rise by an average of just under 8% from today, and the 1.25% increase in mortgage rates announced last February comes into operation today as well. A local call from a public telephone kiosk will now cost 15 pence, while a local call from a private phone rises from 9.6 pence to 10.7 pence. A Board Telecom spokesman said last night it'll take some months before all public telephone kiosks are adjusted to cater for the increases. First, they have to put the doors back on and replace the missing instruments and fix the ones that are still there. They say some months, but they haven't specified which ones. I mean, it could be January, February, and March of 1988. Well, back to sport, and as I said, a draw, 1.5 each for Ireland and England. We won the rugby match. We lost the Irish Master Snooker, Jimmy beating Alex Higgins, and although an English-trained horse left at the National, the horse is Irish, formerly trained by Jim Draper. So, honours even for the weekend. And as a bonus, a County Limerick man won £150,000 on the National sweep. And finally, John, an article in yesterday's Sunday Independent dealing with the decisions being made by bankers to resolve the ICI problem was headed by Agonizing Movies Behind Closed Doors. What is an agonizing movie? Anything with Sylvester Stallone in it.
That it is too, yes. Jimmy White did so well. As well as picking up top prize, picked up a bonus as well for the top break of the tournament.
That's
magnificent,
right.
120.
Yes, indeed.
Really magnificent play.
I'll have a bit of word about Eugene Hughes' match on Friday at 8:30.
Okay, and talking about telephones, as you weren't, here's your song. At 25 minutes away from 8, and hey, Mr. Telecom,
sing it, baby.
Can we have a loan for this set of bill we have here?
Mr. Telecom man, there's something wrong with my line. When I dial up any number, I get a wrong one half the time. And Mr. Telecom every man, there's something wrong with my line. Any number that I dial up is a wrong one half the time. When I dial the operator for assistance, I'm left waiting on the shelf. She lets the phone ring 20 times before she answers. Then she says, have you tried dialing it yourself? Mr. Telecom man, there's something wrong with my phone. Cause sometimes it's just silent or a permanent dialing tone. Mr. Telecom man, there's something wrong with my line. I dial a certain number and get a strange one every time. When I dial 191 to pay a service, it say hello, the weather's fine. So I try again, I dial 191 slowly, and a dentist in Black Rock comes on the line. Mr. Telecom man, you know there's something wrong. You say you're gonna fix it, but I've waited so long. Mr. Telecom every man, the line is bad. Can't make no good connections, and it's driving me mad. Please, operator, see what you can do. I dialed the right number, but I still couldn't get through. Check the line just one more time if you can, cause that call shouldn't be answered in Pakistan. Hey baby, it's your man, speak to me.
When you hear the tone, he's waving.
Cloudy with scattered outbreaks of
loose congestion. Please try again later.
I don't want to try again later, I want it now. This is an emergency.
Emergency? What service do you require?
A telephone service. Or maybe a psychiatrist. Hello, Doc. Am I getting through to you? Good. You're the first one.
It's Radio Nova with your favorite music 24 hours a day, 22 and a half minutes before 8, waking up to Monday. And hey, Mr. Telecom Man, from Bobby and the Welly Boots. And several photographs in the paper of Coos Stark and Charlie Drake. If this relationship evolves and we have some person from Northern Ireland talking about them, what about Charlie Stark and Coo Drake?
How about that?
22 away from 8. Bailey and Collins, an easy lover.
Easy lover, she'll get a hold on you, believe it. Like no other.
68 is All Music Radio. Bailey and Collins still there at number one, and Easy Lover. 18 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. And the trend for healthier living is changing everyone's drinking habits, because more and more adults are now changing to non-alcoholic drinks. In the last 5 years, the consumption of non-alcoholic drinks has gone up by 200%. And in the past, non-alcoholic drinks were normally drunk by little ladies, demure little ladies. But now it's the men who are drinking non-alcoholic drinks as well.
Hello, I build bridges and suck wood.
That's it, the good clean living. 18 away from 8, 102.7, playing with a hot stereo. Here's Bruce Springsteen from that double LP called The River. And What's the Matter You? Hey, Sherry, darling.
Walking that leg.